Free Talk Live. It's your show. We're launching here in hour number two of the program. Take control of the airwaves. Toll free at 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. That toll free number brought to you by our friends at SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
All right. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where the features are completely free. I want to jump into the email box here. Pete emails to say, hey, guys, I wanted to write in with a comment about the bigot who called in to Free Talk Live last night and the way you dealt with him. I appreciate that you guys allowed him to ramble on with his nonsense and that you allow anyone to call in and say whatever it is they wish. And I also appreciate that it's hard to tolerate bigotry. I really very greatly appreciate that you tried to get Scott to see that it's the statist part of the Jews that he spoke of, that it's the problem and not the fact that they're Jewish. It's very difficult to try to stay rational when dealing with someone who's as off as a bigot. It's much like talking with statists who have no understanding of or appreciation for freedom, economics, etc. However, we deal with those people so often, they're in the majority, unfortunately, that we've become used to stomaching their disgusting...
That's the statist people, not the bigoted people.
The statist people, correct. We've become used to stomaching their disgusting, ignorant prattle long enough to try to give them a little food for thought.
He defines what a statist is at the bottom of the email. Could you quickly run into that just in case somebody doesn't know what a statist might be?
His definition is, I call anyone who believes in the legitimacy of the state and utilizes it to force their agenda a statist. Ian, I know that you're not the type to hang up on someone who's bringing up something that's not politically correct just to keep up appearances as a radio talk show host. Anyone who's been listening to you will know that's not the case. You clearly have no problem being iconoclastic and have a tough time stomaching bigots. However, I do think that to these confused little morons out there that share Scott's perspective, and in case you missed the call, you can tune into last night's episode of freetalklive.com, where this Scott character, and I think it was actually his second time calling in, was just spewing anti-Jewish hatred all over the place. So he says that for those that share his perspective, they might see you as hiding behind your disgust because you can't combat the unpleasant truth that they no doubt think they're speaking. Or to some especially paranoid, they may even suggest that you're in on it and just showing how FTL is in fact owned and controlled by the evil league of evil Jews.
That's right. We're gatekeepers.
You know, that's fine. I really don't care what people like that think about me. And besides, we gave the guy plenty of time to talk. We went into a lengthy conversation with him about the issue.
Yeah,
I mean, much longer than I would have rather have tolerated.
I didn't feel that we did a bad job. At least I didn't feel I did a bad job with him. Obviously, you were exasperated. But at the same time, I think it's okay if we play good cop, bad cop with people. In that case, it's a legitimate good cop, bad cop, as I'm not sure which one is the good cop, which one's the bad one. But I tried to talk to him about, look, it's the government, it's the Jews that are in power that you believe, or whatever. I tried to explain to him that, in fact,
he didn't want to hear it.
It's the government that's the problem. Jews couldn't bother you by themselves. It's the ones that you imagine are running the Wolfowitz or whatever he claimed. I don't know.
And he believes they're all in on it.
Right.
It's just crazy.
It's nuts. I know lots of Jewish people. They aren't part of this cabal, conspiracy. And whenever you, make a generalization, you're always wrong.
Yeah, pretty much.
You can't generalize about a group of people, except I suppose statists like state. When you make a generalization about an ethnic group, you've got to be wrong.
Pete goes on to say, you guys did a great job trying to reach him. Hopefully he'll think about your suggestions and the root of the issue. Whenever I deal with collectivists, I measure their logic by challenging their generalization with an exception. For example, if you had a Jewish non-statist person in the room at the time of Scott's call, you could simply have asked this person, well, do you have any interest in controlling people? And when the Jewish person answered no, a logical person would see that their generalization is inaccurate. Eventually, one would be led to the realization that statists, no matter what their ethnicity, gender, etc., are the problem, as they, every single one of them, would answer yes. If I may make a suggestion to your audience, if you ever find yourself thinking of people in a generalizing, collectivist way, consider taking a step back and seeing if there's any other common trait you can attribute whatever fault it is that you're thinking of, and I think you'll find that classifying people in bigoted ways is inaccurate. You're missing the point, wasting energy, and making matters worse. So, with the gentleman that we had on last night, if we were to have asked him some, if we were to have made that point, and I believe we did, we essentially did make the point that, that not all Jewish people are out trying to control the world. I mean, it's just an absurd perspective to take. And we even pointed out that he was making the claim that Jewish people control the most power in America. And I even granted him that one, even though I don't believe it's true. I said, well, even if that was true, what about the other people that are in search of power? Well, it's the way the Jews wield the power. So it's, there's no way that you can knock down somebody like that. There's no logical point that you can make with somebody like Scott.
Right. He's created a boogeyman, and somehow the world's going to be better if somehow the Jews are gotten rid of. I mean, there's not an ethnically pure Jew in the world. Come on. They, like everybody else, have been, the blood has been muddied, as it were. Mm-hmm. Who knows if there ever was an ethnically pure Jew? What does this term mean? And then I brought up the point, of course, that there's more Anglicans Anglicans being people of English descent in government than anything. And the Presbyterians, there have been more presidents that are Presbyterians than anything. I mean, why aren't the Presbyterians the bad ones?
800-259-9231. If you want to comment, you're certainly welcome to. You know, I also had an email from somebody who was very upset at us, very upset for not taking that man seriously. Let me see if I can pull it up. Here it is. Mr. Mac Mac emails to say, hello, I listened to my first show of yours on demand on your network today. I pretty much enjoyed it until you took a call from Scott. You guys flat did not listen to what he was saying. Disgraceful. When he said Zionist, you heard Jewish.
Wait, I asked him.
He said Jewish over and over again.
Right, he said Jewish a lot. He said he started out with Zionist, which I'm interested in hearing what someone might say, because my understanding of what a Zionist is, and I think that it often can be used as a cloak for somebody who just like dislikes Jews. But my understanding of what the definition of a Zionist is, a person who is for the expansion of the state of Israel, and essentially at all costs.
And I've seen rabbis talk about Zionism, so it's not everybody who uses the term Zionist is anti-Semitic, but it's usually a big clue, especially when you put it together with other generalizations that they're making.
The emailer goes on to say, big difference. Look at what's going on in Gaza. Get your facts straight. It's like when someone says socialist, every one of you goofs thinks communist. Big difference. It's just another example of being labeled a racist if you even dare to bring up the Zionist terrorism. You guys suck, and I will not be a listener again, sophomoric louts.
Well, yeah, no doubt about that, sophomore class.
Good riddance to you, bum.
I'm sorry. You know,
just another racist, if you ask me.
Well, I think that the first email was sort of pointing out that we didn't successfully communicate with this guy.
The first email pointed out that we did a good job with Scott, actually.
No, he did. Not entirely. He said, you know, he said
he did a great job with him.
There could have been some, he was pointing out some things that we could have done to kind of hone it a little bit. And I think that this guy could have seen, you know, the light of day.
This guy wasn't even listening to what happened. He heard us reject this guy, and that was all he heard. Even though it was a conversation that went on for a few minutes. And speaking of the devil, Scott's back on the line, listening to wherever. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, gentlemen. I heard you talking about me, and I would like to clarify a few points.
Okay, please. Come back and spew some more hatred. Go right ahead.
I'm going to let you know something. America has been, I put on my thinking cap today, and this is what I came up with.
Okay, all right.
America has been destroyed due to the evil forces of the homosexual and the lesbian movement.
Oh, now you're going after gay people.
Well, I'm not done yet. Pornography, socialism, communism, liberalism, radicalism, rampant greed on Wall Street, Hollywood, defeats in war, the complete destruction of morality, the control of our U.S. foreign policy, the civil rights movement, affirmative action, reverse discrimination, political correctness, racial equality, diversity, democracy. I hate democracy. I hate diversity. I hate equality.
What would you call yourself from a political standpoint?
Wait, I'm not done yet, and then I'll answer your question.
Okay.
The United Nations, one world government, illegal immigrants, the Federal Reserve.
It's Scott's manifesto right here on Free Talk Live. Hang it. Hey, you know what? We're going to bring you back, Scott, because I want to give you a fair shake here. We'll continue this conversation. And you know what? If you've got a question for Scott,
don't repeat the list. You start in the list where you were.
We're going to start with homosexuality when we come back, because I want to address that one. 800.
I don't disagree with a lot of the things that he listed. He listed the UN. I'm not real fond of that.
800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live, and if you want to talk to Scott, call in now. It's Free Talk Live.
It's time for the Finally Thin Radio Minute with tips, information, and motivation to achieve your own success on any weight loss plan. Here's your host, noted author and diet expert, Kim Benson.
One question I'm frequently asked is it possible to gain weight on so-called free foods? The answer is yes. Even calorie-free, fat-free foods like butter sprays and salad dressings and salads have some calories. So while you can eat a larger quantity of these free foods for less, the quantity you consume still has to be considered. Whether you're cooking at home or dining out, portion sizes have doubled in the last two decades. Many of us with weight problems don't keep eating past the point of fullness because we're hungry, but because we like eating, and we're having a hard time recognizing when we're full. So use your free foods to help you out with that need to chew. Just don't abuse them. You will likely pay for it in the end as well in other ways, such as cramping and gas. For the Finally Thin Radio Minute, I'm Kim Benson.
For a transcript of this show and others, please visit KimBenson.com. Kim Benson tried every diet going, but yo-yoed her way to 350 pounds. Then she did it. 212 pounds later, she is finally thin. How she did it and how you can too is all in her new book, Finally Thin. Finally Thin breaks down success into a 10-step system showing readers exactly how she accomplished her weight loss goal. A must-have for anyone trying to lose weight. Finally Thin by Kim Benson is available wherever books are sold.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Are you one of the millions of people who make New Year's resolutions? Are you also one of the millions who wind up breaking those resolutions? Would you like to keep at least one of those resolutions this year? Well, right now, success is one click away. Let this be the year you are going to protect yourself year-round. Pepperspray.com can help keep you safe by offering you the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web. Check out our monthly specials, as well as receiving a 10% savings by using coupon code GCN when you shop at pepperspray.com. Be proud of yourself this year for taking the biggest and easiest step in self-defense and shop pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. Pepperspray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy 2009.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you've got a question for the bigoted paranoiac Scott, you're welcome to dial that number, 800-259.
What are you creating bridges here? Bridges here, my friend.
I'm not interested in creating a bridge with this guy. 800-259-9231. I would like to continue the conversation to try to have some sort of comprehension as to how his mind works. So we've held him through And we're going to bring him back on here shortly. But first, I want to tell you about SACL CAI. They have a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. So, oh, and yes, our website, free, all the features, enjoy, freetalklive.com. All right, so we bring Scott back. He claims to be in Massachusetts, but we have no reason to believe any of his claims. Because
why?
He also claims to be listening on WKBK, which is our local talk station here in Keene, New Hampshire, from where we do this show. Number one, the signal doesn't really reach to Massachusetts, A. And number two, it's a Saturday-only affiliate, so we're not on WKBK tonight, Scott. Why are you telling lies to my call screener?
Well, I thought that you, I saw you, and then I heard that you were on, and I tried to get your signal, and I didn't get it, but I assume that you're on every night of the week, so I made a mistake.
Okay, well, when somebody asks you how you're listening, you should tell the truth. All right, now then. So now that we know you're a liar, what is it?
I didn't think this was going to be one-sided, but go on.
You claim that America is falling because of a laundry list of different things.
That's right.
Yeah, surprisingly, you didn't list the Jews at the top. You listed
But I'm not done yet.
Oh, you've got more? I'm sorry. Let's let you finish the laundry list. Go ahead, Scott.
You want me to start from the beginning?
We've already got calls.
No, I prefer not.
People want to talk to you, too.
You know, people that have been listening got to hear a dub, so to start where you were.
Well, you want me to just start at the beginning?
Yeah, you can start where you left off, Scott.
All right. Well, let's see. Political correctness, racial equality, diversity, democracy, the United Nations, the Federal Reserve, the illegal immigration movement, one world government, and as far as I'm concerned, and many other right-thinking Americans like myself, the Jews are the cause of America's evils.
Did you say all of America's evils?
I would say yes.
So you're saying they created all those bad things, like the United Nations,
homosexuality?
The
Jews are sending the Mexicans across the border?
They played a tremendous role. It would take many shows to go over each individual thing, but if you gentlemen want to get educated, and you want to get educated, it's very complicated, anti-Semitism. It's a lot more than just hating Jews. You need to read books like The Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion.
Which was a fraud, by the way.
No, that's not a fraud.
Yeah, it wasn't actually published
by
Jews.
Are you familiar with the work of Henry Ford?
I know he's an anti-Semite.
Yeah. Henry Ford was a genius, and he published The International Jew, which appeared in four volumes from 1920 to 1922.
Was Einstein a genius?
What's that?
Was Einstein a genius?
In his own way, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Hitler was a genius.
Hitler
wrote Mein Kampf, and the book's not a nut job book.
It's not a nice book to read.
So are you going
to
advocate burning people in ovens now?
No. What I'm going to say
is what should we do with the Jews?
They control much power in the United States. Let's begin with U.S. foreign policy.
No. The question
was, we have a lot of callers.
Mark, Mark's question for you was,
what do we do with the Jews?
The Jews need to be neutralized in this country.
What does that mean? Can you get a little more detailed on that?
Neutralized
point?
Is a very vague term.
You're waiting for me to say to put them in the oven. I didn't say that.
Neutralized. You get to say. Yeah. You are now the supreme dictator of the United States of America.
You're the new Hitler.
What can you do? What are you going to do to solve our Jew infestation?
First of all, they have to be taken out of Wall Street. Wall Street has to be cleaned up.
Is this 100% Jew, 98% Jew, 75% Jew?
I didn't say every banker's Jewish. I'm saying that the big boys on Wall Street are Jewish.
No. My question is
75%.
Jewish, I call myself Jewish because my mom is Jewish, and I think that they do that. Am I then Jewish, but my dad wasn't, so I'm 50-50? I mean, does that make me Jewish or not Jewish?
If you have one mother and one father, if you have Jewish blood, you're Jewish.
Any Jewish blood, like a drop of Jewish blood, kind of like a black person?
Just like Negro blood.
Wow, this guy, is this guy for real?
Now, what if, now this happened to one of our co-hosts, he took a DNA test, and he found out that he was a couple percent black. The guy doesn't look black at all, he's not a black guy, I mean, he's just not. But he would be, by your definition.
What
if today you took a DNA test and it came out that you were 2.5% Jewish?
He'd kill himself.
Yeah.
Really?
Jews are not a religion. They're a race. And people get that confused. And
that's
another
not an
thing,
answer to the question.
Yeah.
Aren't they ethnically the same as a lot of Arabs?
Let him answer the question.
I can see you think that it's a laughing stock.
I'm asking you a question, sir.
What's that?
I'm asking you a question.
Yes, go on.
If you took a DNA test today and it came back that you were 2.5% Jewish, what would you do? Because you don't know. I mean, you know, cows jump fences all the time.
Humanity, that's right. You are right. Humanity has had inter-race relations for years.
Yes.
And all the races, I do believe, to a certain extent, are mixed.
Except unless
you go to a place like Germany where you're of Aryan descent. And the Aryans are the purest of the pure.
The Germans are largely mixed people, actually. After the occupation, after the Second World War, the Russians took care of that pretty quickly.
You still haven't answered the question.
Yeah.
You've got a drop of Jewish blood. What do you do?
I guess I'd have to live with it, unfortunately.
Would you stop preaching out against Jews?
No.
Okay.
I hate myself! We're going to go to the phone calls here. Scott, you're on with Scott. I think this is Dan in New Jersey. Dan?
Yeah, it is.
I'm with Scott.
New Jersey. Hey, Scott. my question for you is: you've named a lot of people that are wrong in society, and that's good. It's good to know who your enemies are. But my question is: who's right? Who in today's political scene, or who in the media would you say has just got it spot on?
I'm going to be frank with you. I don't trust anyone in the media. I don't trust anyone. At least I put lots of blame around. The only one that I trust, and I'm going to be frank with you, very frank, I'd like to see a man like David Duke come to power.
Is he still alive? I haven't heard about him in decades.
I understand that. The whites in this country are basically the white are cowards. Or let's be honest, the Klan does not have the brightest.
Why are you so obsessed? And thank you, Dan, for the call. Why are you so obsessed, Scott, with people's racial designation?
Because race is what makes the world go round.
What are you talking about? What is it supposed to mean?
Race is what civilizations live or die by. They're superior races and inferior races. That's why the Germans, the Aryan races, were superior.
He is
the
out
Germans
of his mind.
Are brilliant.
Hang
How come
on,
they
lost Scott,
the war?
Scott, hang on. We're going to come back because I still haven't gotten to talk to him about the homosexual thing. And we've already got another call for Scott. So if you've got a question for Scott, the racist freak, 800-259-9231. He hates pretty much everybody. Yeah, at least everybody who's not as white as he is. Of course, is he really truly white? A DNA test will show for sure.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at mainmilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen. And so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
Hey, I'm Nick.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. To see what that's all about, that shrine.freetalklive.com. The shrine does have women of different racial origins on it.
Warning.
And so people like Scott should be warned, because people like Scott just can't handle the idea that somebody might have a different amount of pigmentation in their skin or have come from a different part of the world, a different plot of land. We go back to Scott, who is probably one of the most racist callers I think we've had in a long time on this show, which is one of the reasons why we're holding you through here. People are calling in. They've got questions.
People want to talk to him. That's the reason we're holding him through.
Scott, are you still with us?
Yes, and I'm not a freak, gentlemen. I'm not a freak, and I'm not a...
When you hate other people,
Scott, I'm not trying to call you a freak here. I don't get to control what my partner does, and that's just the way.
Before we continue with these phone calls, Nick, you had a good question.
Well, I sort of had two questions. Number one, and these are two questions that come up when I think about people who propose an anti-Semitic viewpoint. Number one, Scott, if the Jews are essentially involved in a conspiracy to control the world, and you think they're fairly successful at that,
they are.
Why were they killed by the millions in the Holocaust and persecuted before that even?
Didn't happen.
The Holocaust was a myth.
Okay, well, I'm not going to be able to go too much further with that. What about Jesus? Jesus was a Jew. Are you a Christian? Are Christians...
Jesus was not a Jew. I believe in British Israeliteism. That's a complicated thing, which basically says in a nutshell that the so-called Jews, that Jews believe that they're the chosen people of Israel. And by the way, the chosen people of Israel is one of the reasons why the Jews have brought anti-Semitism upon themselves. the Jews that people believe in the Bible, the Holy Land, are really Anglo-Saxons, and it's known as British.
How'd they get over there?
They got over there from the British Isles. They came over, and
wouldn't
and
they
the
get
Jews,
sunburned?
Yeah, I could see you think it's funny. And the Jews.
I don't think it's very funny, Scott. I don't think
I'm
your ideas
ask,
are very funny
I'm
at all.
And the Jews took the title of chosen people. They have no right to that claim, chosen people.
Well, I think that it's a silly, silly title. I
and I'd like to say
you.
One more thing, if I don't, like, I don't mean to interrupt. You say anti-Semitism, whatever. The truth of the matter is the Jews are amongst the most bigoted people in the world. Did you ever hear the
disparity? You know what, Scott? Talking in that collectivist nonsense is absolute garbage. To all of a sudden just lump everybody into one category and say, because you're Jewish, you're bigoted. That's nonsense. Everybody is an individual, and they all make individual choices for their own lives, and each individual should be judged based on their own individual decisions and actions. That's it and that's all. But I understand that you like to group people into categories based on the color of their skin or the plot of land they were born under, their religious viewpoint.
I'm
and I think it's
Christian,
sad.
I'm for white Christian America. Let's be honest here.
But what is that?
What are you being honest
white
about?
White Christian America believes that Jesus was a Jew. So, and white Christian America has, according to what you're saying, and I'm not saying I believe it, has allowed the Jews to infiltrate at the highest levels, so that white Christians are obviously colluding with them to some extent, so the white Christians cannot be trusted, Scott.
The Jews have been in not only the United
States. I mean, before you go on, I am ethnically what you are describing. I am a white Anglo-Saxon. My real last name is Edgington. You don't get much more English than that, okay?
That's what you just said between the Anglo-Saxons and preferably a Protestant descent.
Yes,
and
I am.
Or Celtic. Of Protestant descent.
I have a Celtic cross tattooed on my shoulder.
And Aryan, the Aryans. When I mean Aryan, I mean blue-eyed, blonde-haired, preferably from Germany.
You lose there, Mark.
I'm not that.
Norway, whatever. These are the people that are the superior peoples of the world.
How come they have? How come the Germans lost World War II?
The Germans lost World War II because Hitler made some major blunders.
I thought he was a genius.
He said he was a genius a moment ago. Yes, he was a genius. There's no question. But it's the old saying, he got involved attacking Soviet Russia, and it takes with many conversations. But as I said to you last night, I believe communism is a Jewish invention. And if you don't believe me, just pick up a book, Dr.
I don't believe a word you say. We continue with the phone calls here. Dana is on the line in Texas. Dana, you're on with Scott the Bigot.
Hi. I have a couple of questions for you, Scott.
We may only have time for one, so pick your best. There are other people hanging on.
Pick the best. Well, I'm Native American, and I really resent what you're saying, but I'd like your personal opinion about us having a black president now. Get on the hot seat about that one, Scott.
Yes, I will.
Thanks, Dana, for the call.
It's a very sad day for me, personally, that Barack Hussein Obama became president. He became president because he's black. He got in on a wave of affirmative action and reverse discrimination. Jesse Jackson, Oprah Winfrey, the Reverend Al Sharpton, the Urban League, the NAACP, the Anti-Defamation League of the B'nai B'rith.
All the black people, whatever.
All got on the bandwagon to push this black president on our
Just out of curiosity, if he only got in because he was black, how come Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, and what was the black lady, Cynthia McKinney, how come they, who did run for president, how come they didn't get in? They were black.
They didn't have the support of George Soros, and he is the international Jewish financier who backed, he's ahead of Acorn, behind Acorn. He's pulling
so
all
he
the
didn't
strings.
Get in just because he was black. He got in because he had Jewish backing, too.
In other words, George Soros is the evil puppet master behind
If you want to make blanket ethnic statements, you could make the blanket ethnic statement that a lot of blacks don't like Jews.
That's a fact. A lot of blacks don't like Jews. Look at the Reverend Farrakhan.
Do you hate them, too, Scott?
Who?
Those black people
that don't
like
the Jews.
The blacks that don't like the Jews have been victimized by Jews through slavery and through a lot of the projects they live in.
Don't like racial equality, though. So you don't think black people are equal to white people?
I think that the blacks should have their own country.
They do. They have their own. They have their own continent, but they want to live here. So, is that a problem?
I would prefer that they go to Africa.
Wait a minute. He said he earlier wanted to neutralize Jewish people. We never really got an answer of what that meant. What does neutralize mean, and what would you like to see done to black people in America, Scott?
I'd like to see, to answer your question, I would like to see affirmative action eliminated. I'd like to see reverse discrimination eliminated. I'd like to see a white playing field for white people in the workplace. A level playing field in the workplace.
I concur with that completely. I think that a person should be hired based on how well they can do, and I do think that affirmative action is force of government, and that's what gives traction to people that are bigoted, and that some of the bigots some of the bigotry would go away if they didn't have this force of government like the affirmative action and that sort of thing. But that doesn't hold true entirely.
So I still didn't get an answer to the question about what does it mean to neutralize the Jewish people? Does that mean to cut off their genitals?
I know what you're thinking. You want to push me into the thing where I want to put them into ovens. I'm not going to say that. What I'm going to say to you is this. I want them taken out of the highest levels of power. That's what Henry Ford was talking about in The International Jew.
But wait a minute. How are you going to accomplish that? I mean, if you believe that Jewish people are in the most powerful positions in the world, which is what you expressed to us last night.
That's right.
If you believe that to be true, then you must believe that they have some level of serious influence over the election system and, the Diebold machines that you can hack and all the other nonsense. So what makes you believe that there's any chance that what you're suggesting could ever come to pass if what you believe is true, and that is that allegedly Jewish people control the world?
I don't. The question, the problem is this.
You didn't answer the question.
Yeah, I'm going to answer the question.
He's working on it.
It's so prevalent, the power that they control, between AIPAC and Wall Street and whatever. To answer your question, I don't think it can be done.
Great. Why don't you kill yourself?
Good point.
I want to. Yeah, I want to come back with more. More people want to talk to Scott here. If you want to dial in here, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Actually, I have a better suggestion for Scott that doesn't involve killing himself.
It's not building bridges.
Yeah. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Do you have aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by negative toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burns. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com, or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free. We give them away. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do so by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. It's that simple. Used items, brand new, 41 categories in which to shop, free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of items. Get your shopping done and feel good because you're supporting Free Talk Live all at the same time. If you go to amazon.freetalklive.com, we bring back our bigoted caller here. His name is Scott. He has called in a handful of times. Apparently, the abuse that you had last night was not enough, Scott. You're back for more, and now we're taking calls, people that want to talk to you. So we're going to go right into those calls. Let's start things out here with, I believe we have Rusty listening in Kentucky. Rusty, you're on with Scott.
Yeah, I have a question for you. I don't remember his name, but I don't care. Since you seem to you don't like African-Americans, what about that young man who was just viciously executed by that transit authority guy? What about that?
Transit authority?
There was a I couldn't tell you his ethnicity, but it wasn't white. Gentleman, maybe Puerto Rican, maybe Mexican, maybe black, that was shot in the back while handcuffed by the San Francisco Bay Area Transit, by a San Francisco Bay Area Transit police officer.
Is that okay with you?
I did not say that's okay with me. There's racism on a lot of police forces.
You want to kick out people, so why not start with the blacks, like you said?
No, you're putting words into my mouth. I'm saying that instead of saying that I'm anti-black, I would like to think that I'm pro-white. And what I want for white people, and when I mean white people, I mean white Christian people, I want a level playing field where affirmative action, reverse discrimination, all of these systems across the board are taken away so white people can compete fairly in the workplace.
Well, first of all, I don't call you a gentleman. Religion has no color, first of all.
The thing about religion, there's a lot of conflicting views that I have. I've thought of this so many times in my mind. Religions have caused more of the world's ills and wars, along with nationalism.
I would agree with that statement.
I'm with you.
That's the problem with this guy, is now and then he utters something that actually makes sense,
the
and then he follows it up with a bunch of hatred.
Let him go.
There's so many things that conflict. There's so many things that I can't explain it. It's very complicated, but it can't be all. It's not what you're trying to pin me down, black and white, gray and whatever. A lot of times there's a lot of, I do see religion as a lot of, if you go through history, don't take it from me, open up a history book.
Yeah, it was the white Christians that killed everybody.
Thank you, Rusty, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. We continue with your calls for Scott, the bigot. Let's talk to Patrick in New Jersey. You're on with Scott.
Hello?
Patrick, you're on with Scott. Go ahead.
How you doing? Yeah, I was just wondering, since America's been like a Christian nation for, you know, few hundred years or so, why is America so much shit?
Oh, we can't let you get away with that. Anyway,
explain to me that again.
We can't really explain that one because he was a punk. We continue here with Jake, listening in Illinois. Jake, you are on with Scott.
Scott, I want to ask you a question. You proclaim to be a Christian. Now, I would like to know what denomination you are.
Protestant.
What type of Protestant?
Episcopalian,
really?
Yeah. Why, is that a shock to you?
It is a shock.
Why is that?
Because I think you're Jewish.
No, I'm not. Not at all.
I think you are.
Well, you can think what you want. And let me, before I go on.
Thank you, Jake, for the call tonight.
No, I wanted to speak to Jake.
Oh, okay, I don't know if he's still there. Jake, you still there?
Scott, tell me the tenets of the Episcopalian religion.
The tenets of the Episcopalian religion.
Yes,
well, let me ask.
The tenets of the Episcopalian religion, as opposed to the Lutheran religion, or the Methodist religion. How does the Episcopalian religion differ from the Methodist religion? Can you tell me that, Scott?
They're all different Protestant denominations.
I'm asking you how your religion differs from the Methodist religion, for example.
Methodist Martin Luther created Lutheranism. Calvinism was John Calvin.
I'm asking about Episcopalianism, Scott.
I left the church very early, and I don't really follow any. I may be there by label, but I don't really follow. But I don't really follow.
You're good at lying on your feet,
Scott.
There's no doubt about it.
You are Jewish, aren't you, Scott?
You know, you can think whatever you want, but I want to ask
thank
you,
Jake, for the call.
Why is it that,
I think you
it
got,
that you
did you just get
Jewish?
Caught in another lie, Scott?
Why is it that you think I'm Jewish? I want him to answer that question for
no,
me.
No, we're going to move on.
He asked me a question.
We're going to move on from that.
No,
did you get caught in another
question.
Lie?
I can't bring him back. I'm sorry, Scott. I'm sorry. We can't bring him back. He's
no,
gone.
I wanted to ask him that question.
I can't answer why.
Let me ask you. I was going to say to Jake that every Catholic in the church, if you were to say to him, name all of the indulgences in the Catholic religion, Or say to a Catholic, why is it that they stopped eating meat on, it's all right to eat meat on Fridays, you'd find a lot of Catholics that would not, because they don't follow their
all right, fair
religion.
Enough. We continue here. Todd is on the line in Michigan. Todd, you're on with Scott, the bigot.
Yes, I have a question for Scott. But before I get to my question, Scott, I just want to say, you're despicable. You are a poor excuse for an individual for spouting this nonsense on the air.
All right, Todd, we got to get to the question.
Okay. Scott, I happen to be Slovak and Croatian on my mom's side. Should I be shipped back to, say, Yugoslavia or Czechoslovakia because I'm not American in your eyes?
You're white Christian. When I mean Christian, what's that? So the answer, what are you then?
I'm a practicing Wiccan, Scott. What are you?
A practicing what?
Wiccan.
That's witchcraft or whatever.
That's correct.
You're really nickel and diming me on all of this.
It's a fair question. Should I be shipped back to Slovakia?
Yeah, I'm a Pole, so I'd like to know too.
The answer is no.
Really? Why is that, Scott?
Because you're Christian.
He just told you he's not a Christian.
I told you a second ago.
Well, you can say whatever you want. you want to go back and check
with Todd. Thank you, Todd, for the call. Now, Nick, as the sitting resident atheist here in the studio and Polish descent?
Polish descent, there might actually be a speck of Jewish blood in there somewhere.
Now, are you going to accuse Nick of being a Christian when he's an atheist?
You know, you're really trying to nickel and dime. I gave you a different viewpoint on different things.
I think we're breaking old
things.
Scott down here. No, he's losing it.
I don't think
no,
so.
I'm not
I think
losing
that...
it. I'm not losing it at all. I gave you my thing on why white people are being becoming 10th rate citizens in our country, and why this
Poppycock.
Is no longer a white country.
You know what you should do? Here's my suggestion for you, Scott. You and your white separatist brethren should really go and separate yourselves. Go find some county in Wyoming somewhere where you can all go and move. You can start yourself a white county project or something like that where you can all go and you can hate everybody else except for anybody who's 100% pure white, and you can pat each other on the back and you can finally have the society you want to, and put up big fences so you can keep everybody out who might want to. I don't know why anyone would want to come and join your society, but that would be my suggestion for you. Why don't you go and do that? Since you believe that there is no chance of actually changing, you know, the political structure or changing society, why not just
not
go create
country.
Your own society?
No, that's a good question. That's a good question. White people have become too complacent, weak-minded. Political correctness has destroyed everything. This diversity and equality.
Do you think, Scott, there's ever a chance that you could view people as individuals and judge them based on their actions? Do you think there's a chance of that ever happening in your life, or will you just always categorize people based on the color of their skin or based on where they were born?
I will always when you meet, I'm going to answer your question. When I meet someone, you may say, well, what's their name or whatever or. When I meet someone, the first thing that enters my mind is, you know, he's a black or, is he, Polish
you got,
or
you
Jewish?
You got a problem.
Or,
you need to find help.
Scott, have you
You're
had
sick.
Any black friends? Have you had any black friends?
No, never.
Never? How about Jewish friends? Have you ever?
No, I don't. I'm going to be frank with you, and I'm not mincing words here.
No, you generally don't.
I'm
going to
be frank with you, Scott. We're out of time.
No,
get out of here. 800-259-9231. Enough is enough of that. I apologize to Jefferson's Ghost who called in for Scott. And if you want to hang on, we'll bring in after the news. You can make your point. I didn't want to hold him through the news.
Can't hold him through the news.
Yep. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And considering we've heard from him three times now, odds are good he'll probably call back with more of his hatred. All right, so more coming up. Hour 3 is on the way. You bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today. For just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.
Everyone.